about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Ooh, boy, I hope you guys have been listening to my show all week, because we had a pretty educational week. All right. We talked about blood clots and, you know, how to get them and why you get them and why you shouldn't get them. We talked about after that TV anchor in Denver was bit in the face by a dog, which dogs are the most dangerous, what not to do around a dog. We talked about poop. Somebody wanted to know what poop was supposed to look like, smell like, taste like. Well, maybe not taste, but, you know, covered that. Very grateful Dr. Oz had started the conversation about a year or two ago, because people are really interested in their poo-poo. Also, weird side effects of medications. We went through weird things like losing your sense of smell with your blood pressure medicine, or your urine turning black with an antibiotic. I wish I could on this show go over all that, but you can't. I can't put 15 hours of radio into one. I speak fast. I speak pretty quickly. So all I could do is say, please go to GCNlive.com or go to my website that will hook you up to old archives, and you could listen to the show from there. Plus, you could always go to my website and listen to 24/7 on demand. They will replay shows 24/7, you know, if you're that bored, right? All right. Just keep in mind, don't eat your lunch while listening, because some of the topics can be a little gruesome. But just, you know, there's so much good stuff we covered this week. I need you to just catch up. All right. You guys are going to be playing catch up. Now, you know, before we even go into medical headlines today, we have to talk about what's going on with this whole birth control issue. Many of you are really probably sick of the subject with the Catholic Church and the demand to cover birth control insurance, or insurance that provides birth control. It's been going back and forth, right? At first, one of the Catholic networks actually filed a lawsuit, all right, in the U.S. District Court. President Obama a couple days ago said, look, we're not going to make any Catholic institutions pay for birth control. We're making the insurance companies pay. Now, I haven't been frustrated with that whole story because it's been in the news all week. I'm frustrated because the media isn't even covering the real issue. Okay. Now, I support Catholic institutions. Good for them. If they don't want to cover birth control, I'm fine with that. I support them. But that's not really the point and the crux of why people are mad. I mean, I got to be honest. Birth control has been a part of insurance companies forever. All right. So whether people have to pay a copay or not, whether you were working for a Catholic institution or not, the insurance company, whether it was Blue Cross, United, Aetna, whatever, was somehow related to birth control. So birth control and insurance coverage and employers, that triangle has always existed. Okay. That really wasn't the crux of it. Telling a Catholic institution or religious institution, Jewish institution, etc., somebody that may not be for the birth control mandate, wrong. We get that. But again, that's not why people are really mad. Now, let me just jump laterally and tell you what happened this week in my office. There was a 34-year-old gentleman who has a child who's a special needs child, and he comes in with the flu. And he doesn't tolerate the flu shot. So he couldn't get the flu shot. He never can. So he comes to me at the 48-hour mark wanting his flu medication, And I'm like, absolutely, Tamiflu. I love it. Here it is. Okay. He drops it off the next morning at the pharmacy. The pharmacy calls us later saying insurance won't cover it. I'm like, what are you talking about? Insurance has always covered Tamiflu before. Nope, insurance won't cover it. You need to call the insurance company, state your case. Get a prior authorization, prove that he needs it. Now, we've talked about the flu. And flu is now, this is probably the first week I've seen some real heavy flu cases. So we are now in flu season, people. Wherever you live right now in the country, expect this is flu month, okay? Now, Tamiflu, a great antiviral, has worked. Very effective. We used it for swine flu 3 years ago. I have never had a patient come in saying their insurance company won't cover it. Now, realize you need to take these medications within the first 48 hours to 72 hours of you getting the flu. Well, he's already coming up on the 72-hour mark. Even if my staff wasn't busy with the full clinic and had the time to call, most prior auth departments, where they are, whether they're back east or whatever, are closed on a Friday afternoon. So I have a 34-year-old male who's taking care of a special needs infant that can't get his flu medication. Why? Well, because insurance is not covering it anymore. You see, the real issue with all this birth control and the mandates and all that is the more you demand an insurance company to cover, the less they actually cover. Do you guys understand why? The more we tell an insurance company you need to cover, the less they actually will cover. So I have a 34-year-old dad trying to take care of, you know, the baby, now coming down with the flu. I don't want the baby getting the flu because you can't vaccinate these babies under 6 months. He can't get his flu medication, but the insurance company is covering the free birth control. All right, these women don't have to pay copays anymore. Am I the only one that has a problem with this? Now, of course, for the Washington administration, this was perfect. All right, you now have, President Obama now gets credit for being the president that offered free birth control. Look at all those registered voters that are happy. All right, yet what about my 34-year-old dad that has a flu? I would rather the insurance company cover flu medication, right? Then, you know, and have the ladies maybe pay a $10 or $20 copay than to not have flu medication offered or even covered. Remember, this medicine probably costs $100+ cash. I mean, honestly, I could tell my ladies to hold off having sex till the next paycheck. What am I supposed to tell this man who has a young special needs child at home? What am I supposed to tell him? Well, your insurance coverage is covering birth control with Obamacare now. He doesn't give a heart and doot. The flu could kill. This is why people are mad. I want to hear from you. Any comments you have on the subject, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. When we come back from break, one of the medical headlines this week was 1 in 20 Americans over 50 have already an artificial knee replacement. And half of us are expected to need one. Will insurance even cover it? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear, like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. You know, I don't want people to think I'm anti-birth control. I love birth control. I perform a lot of gynecology in my office. I think it's important for women to have birth control who needs it. What I'm upset about is how insurance companies are covering less and sacrificing other important medications to be able to conform to the mandate rules. Now, again, flu. Flu is huge. All right, especially this month. We're going to be talking about it a lot. Apparently, there's a huge swine flu outbreak going on right now in Mexico. People are dying of swine flu. Our flu shot that we were given this year is supposed to protect us from swine flu, but many people didn't get the flu shot. So I, as a doctor, and you as a patient, still have to prepare yourselves for possibly getting a pretty severe flu. Now, how to protect yourself if there's a chance that your insurance company isn't going to be covering your flu medication anymore? First of all, you need to call your insurance company or call your broker and research what is it covering and what is it not covering anymore. I think the element of surprise is what's really blowing a lot of us doctors and patients off our feet, okay? If I only have a very small window to treat a person for flu, I don't need to find out in the seventh inning that there's no coverage. Okay, we need to know about this way in advance. Now, yes, there are a couple other anti-flu medications out there. If Tamiflu isn't covered, we could try Relenza. We could even try amantadine. It's a very old version, but yes, you know, there are other things we could use. The problem is by the time we find out that insurance companies aren't covering things anymore, you could be out of that window where it'll be effective. So you have a couple options. One is to research what your insurance company covers and what it doesn't cover anymore. And go, you know, look, let's say I get the flu. Let's say I get pneumonia again. And this antibiotic worked for me last year. And I'm going to want this antibiotic. Do you cover it? And if the insurance company says, no, we don't cover that anymore, you're at least prepared. You could start saving money. You could have your doctor look up other options. But, you know, you don't want this all to happen while you're sick. While you're well, do your research. So then if you do get sick and get pneumonia again or get your cellulitis or your pilonidal cyst abscess or whatever, and the one antibiotic or the one medication that works for you now isn't being covered anymore, you could at least already have another name for your doctor to give you. Now, if you don't have time to research, and let's say you're sick with the flu now and you're going into the doctor today or Monday, you could tell them, I'm hearing more and more Tamiflu isn't covered. So don't just write Tamiflu on the prescription. Can you write an either or? I've been doing that for my patients. When things started to change with the proton pump inhibitors and the acid suppressants, suppressors for the stomach, I was so sick of pharmacies calling me saying, oh, no, this isn't covered. We need to try something else. So I'd give them another name. They'd say, nope, that's not covered. What I would do is I'd just put a list. I'd say, give my patient Prilosec or Protonix or Acifex or Prevacid. I just put a list, okay? And I put or in big letters, and whichever medicine the insurance covers, do that. Maybe you guys should have your doctor do that too. If there's any possibility that your insurance company is now going to not cover, especially when we're talking about infectious disease medications, tell them right in either or. So that you don't have to sit there while being sick waiting for the pharmacy to try to get a hold of your doctor. Your doctor's busy. We're in flu season right now, okay? Your doctor's probably not attending to all the phone calls they need to. They can't. The nursing staff is busy. The nursing staff is probably sick. But we had an average of 2 to 3 people sick per day this last week. So there's a very good chance you're not going to, within minutes, get your issue addressed. So get that issue addressed while you're face-to-face with the doctor. If your doctor won't write either or, then tell the doctor, can you please be on standby? Because if the insurance doesn't cover it, I want to make sure I could turn around and after that phone call, get the new medication. If not, I got to go home and wait with my thumb up my retroperitoneum, waiting for you to, you know, relate to the pharmacist. And again, I'm not speaking bad about doctors or patients, et cetera. We're all busy, but practically, you know, if we're just looking at this practically, all right, you know, a doctor doesn't have time to see a patient twice in one day. They see you, they write the prescription, they need to move on. I do. I can't be dealing with pharmacies and prior auths all over the phone. I can't. I have sick people to deal with. So just to be on the safe side, and again, try not to get the flu. Okay, if you can't tolerate the flu shot, all right, then you make sure you're eating healthy. Make sure you're not a smoker. You know, make sure, you know, if you're a diabetic or an anemic, you've been, you know, in good control and seeing the doctor and taking your medications to try to not be as susceptible as you can be. If you've been around a sick person, let's say you're at the grocery store, somebody was coughing, looks like they were sweating beads of sweat because they were trying to break their fever, you may want to go home and take a hot shower. You know, and just get that moisture and humidity to flush yourself out. All right. I don't tell people commonly to bone up on vitamin C pills because the vitamin C tablets could give you a kidney stone. They're very chalky, but drink your orange juice. All right. Get your vitamins in. Okay. I wouldn't just have pizza for dinner. I would probably have a spinach salad. Just get those vitamins in because we are in flu season. We're going to be watching really closely what happens in Mexico, but it's unfortunate that people are dying of swine flu in droves down there. So it is making a comeback, and we need to watch what's going on here. Okay, so knee replacements. 1 in 20 people over the age of 50 have had a knee replacement. Okay? And they're saying, for those of us with knee arthritis, I'm raising my hand. I know a lot of you, I can hear your knees. Click, even my knees, I could, when I stretch out my knee, you can hear the click, click, click. They say expect half of us to need knee replacements in our lifetime, right? At least 50% of us that have knee arthritis right now are probably going to need knee replacements. And I'm not even bringing up hip. All right, we're just talking knee. So yesterday on the show, we were trying to figure out, okay, what does that cost an insurance company? Well, average, we're looking at about, I mean, it could range anywhere from 40 to 70,000. So we just came up with a round number, 50 grand. 50 grand a knee. And, you know, keep in mind, many of us that have arthritis in one knee, you know, we have a good knee and a bad knee, but a lot of times the knees, arthritis, if I can make a verb out of it, you know, pretty similarly. So I'm, both my knees are shot. I used to run. I used to ski, had ski accidents, running accidents, falls, tripping. In my ballerina days, you don't even want to know. So, you know, I have knee issues. I know both knees are going to be a problem. Well, at $50,000 a pop, and that's being conservative, that's $100,000 a patient. All right? Keep a very close eye on what's going to be going on with healthcare. All right? I am very proud of President Obama for getting the credit to be the birth control president, right? Making sure everybody can get birth control for free. And I mean, being devil's advocate, right? I mean, when you're paying the premiums you're paying, does the insurance company really have to nickel and dime you for your copay on your birth control? So I get that. I've never been opposed to the insurance company waiving the copays on birth control, okay? You know, it's not a horrible thing, okay? It helps out a lot of women. But where I have a huge problem with the law is if that mandate for the insurance company to cover the birth control for free, which is, of course, what President Obama solidified yesterday. He said Catholic institutions shouldn't have any concern about this because they're not making the Catholic institution pay for the birth control. The insurance company does. They're just demanding that the Catholic institutions and everybody else pay for health care. Contraception has been a part of insurance this whole time. So, you know, we're not making you pay 100%, right? Your premiums shouldn't change. Insurance companies now have to cover for free. Now, of course, you know, many companies and institutions are like, I still don't buy it. I still don't want to be involved at all with birth control. And they have a right to say that. They do. They have a right to say that. But where I have the problem is with this mandate, if insurance companies are cutting on other things, and we're already seeing it, they're not covering the sleep study. They're not covering the antivirals. They're not covering the blood pressure medicine that they used to cover. All right? If I had to choose for my patients, especially the ones that aren't of the childbearing years, I'd say to heck with the whole birth control issue for them. Let them purchase a plan that covers what they need. And I've been receiving emails, and I'm sorry I haven't been reading the emails. You could email me on the show at drdahlia.com, and of course call in 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Somebody had emailed me over break, why do men have to pay for birth control? Why can't men have a separate plan than women? Well, that's something we were tossing around years ago. Men don't really want to pay for mammograms. Women don't want to pay for prostate cancer screening. But no, it's too complicated. The government can't get any credit. They won't be able to gain registered voters. It's not a priority. We all have to pay. Healthy people have to pay. Healthy people have to pay for sick people. Things are going to be rationed and triaged. But the reason why I spent a significant amount of time on this today is because we're in flu season, and I was really shocked to see that one of the main anti-flu medications that has worked and has been covered all these years may not be covered. And that's a concern, and you all need to prepare for it. Okay, when we come back, let's talk about we'll talk about why I need to have my prep ready for the next segment. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orichalcum, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super Super Winter Special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls, comments, and even critiques. I just feel like that kind of a mood. I'm a little ticked off, so I'm ready for it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So really interesting here. They say if you have a name like John, Mary, Joe, simple names, they say, may help get you ahead. They say the easier your name is to pronounce, the more likely you are to receive promotions at work and make friends. All right. They said using mock ballots, researchers from the University of Melbourne and New York University Stern School of Business, Stern, I wonder if that's named after Howard Stern, also found politicians with simple names are more likely to get elected. Well, of course, you got Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum. Yeah, by the way, honestly, these sweater vests, someone's really got to talk to these guys about the way they're dressing. All right. Is it Rick Santorum that wears a sweater vest all the time? Yeah, not the coolest thing. Come on. You got to look sexy. Okay. People want sexy. All right. Good candidates. Just, you know, you got to right, attract the eye. Sweater vest, you really lose the youth on that one. Okay, in conducting the study, researchers took a closer look at how names can influence first impressions and decision-making. See, my name's Dahlia. Now, I get passed over all the time because I can't spell it. They found evidence of a name pronunciation effect in which people with easily pronounced names are viewed more positively than others. That's kind of maybe one of the reasons why I name my kids Stone and Brock. I just like one syllable. You know, Bartholomew, or was it Bartholomew? Bartholomew, that's a name. It's very difficult. Too many syllables. Let me see. That's four syllables. Right? They say you got to have a monosyllabic name. In a field study of 500 U.S. attorneys, those with easy-to-pronounce names rose up in their firms' ranks faster than those colleagues. Okay, so what other short names are there? Mo, Bud, Rick, a name that rhymes with Rick would work too. Lou, I don't know. Honestly, if you do good work, you do good work, all right? Please. Okay, let's move on to another study here. They say white men are more attracted to Asian or women with Asian faces, and white women are more attracted to faces of black men. Scientists have discovered that white people tend to choose other races when asked to rate which faces they find more attractive. They say white men prefer the facial features of Asian women. Right? Yeah, I've noticed. People don't think I'm attractive. I got a big nose, right? Freckles, hairy upper lip, unibrow. All right, fine. You like the Asians? Fine. I can't compete. All right, that's how I look. Yeah, and I'm not very tan. No wonder I had trouble getting dates. Scientists discovered that white men prefer the facial features of Asian women. Don't worry, I pluck. While white women go for the faces of black men. Men and women age, this comes from Daily Mail. Men and women aged between 18 and 30 were shown 600 faces of the opposite sex and asked to grade them for their attractiveness. The women tended to go for black male faces, followed by white and then Asian. Men went right to Asian women, followed by white and then black. The University of Psychology at Cardiff University, which carried out the study, says the results of the research are reflected in society. Government figures show around 1.5 times more black men marrying white women than the other way around in the UK. More white women have also been found to marry East Asian, or white men marry East Asian women. I don't know if it's, you know, I think bodies are important and demeanor, you know, I mean, yes, I do need to do something with the unibrow. I get that. All right. Well, interesting study. You know, we are coming up on Valentine's. Woo-hoo! By the way, big thanks to Donovan, who is working the dials. I see your calls coming in. He'll be on top of it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know about you single people, but when I was single, gosh, I hated Valentine's Day. Oh, I hated it. Man, I you know, there is nothing worse than seeing everybody lovey-dovey and all the commercials, right, you know, while you're single. This has got to be a very tough holiday for people. So what I think I'm going to want to do is go through, you know, what not to give your wife for Valentine's Day. Mother's Day in my family, nobody really notices. I have to remind them. Like, it's Mother's Day. Cook your own damn breakfast. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Kevin calling. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Good morning, doctor. It's good to talk to you.
Great.
My wife is considering laser hair removal.
Okay.
She's of Italian descent. She has that Mediterranean complexion. Will it make her skin paler?
Yeah. Yeah, you can. You can actually get... you could get a hypopigmentation reaction to it. Now, I did laser hair removal on my underarms and my legs, and it was great. I mean, it was wonderful. Not to get too personal here, but I had a horrible reaction when they did my I blew up. I started to inflame, and I actually needed steroid treatment. What I suggest she does is do a test patch on an area that she doesn't care if there is any hyperpigmentation or hypopigmentation side effects. Do a test patch, watch it for a couple weeks. If she doesn't have a problem, then go and do a wider area. But
Because she wanted to get her chin done. She gets about four hairs there that just drive her nuts.
I wouldn't do the test spot then on the chin. Tell her, nobody really talks about this. You know, a lot of women, as you age, not just women of Italian descent, as you age, because of your hormones and your androgens and your testosterone, it's very common for you to start getting more whiskers. And no, women don't talk about it because they all pluck, they all wax, etc. But yeah, have them do like a little test area on, let's say, her arm or her leg, see how she does. Because remember, the face is a very sensitive area. But I'm going to tell you, people have been doing hair removal, you know, for a very long time, and they've been doing fine. You know, for the most part, it's very safe, very effective, but I just urge a test area. All right, Kevin?
Is it painful?
When I did it about 10 years ago, I thought it burned a little bit, which is why I only did legs and underarms. I really didn't want them going, you know, to my face or anything like that. But from what I understand, it's nothing like a wax, and it's nothing like plucking with the tweezers. So I'm going to say it's less painful than that, okay?
Probably like getting a tattoo then.
No. Tattoo's way worse. Yeah, tattoo.
Oh, good.
Really
I can explain that to her because she does have a small tattoo.
Yeah. And again, let them do a non-vulnerable, sensitive area, like maybe part of her arm. Let her try that. Then she could get an idea. Okay. All right. Great call, Kevin. Awesome. Thanks. Awesome. Okay. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Lou on the line. Oh, Lou! Great name. You'll get promoted. Great name, Lou. How's it going?
Yes, I have been many times.
Good. Amen, brother. What's up?
Listen, I had a shot at the Air Force Hospital for my hip. I talked to you a couple of weeks ago before they did the shot.
Yes.
I think it was cortisone.
Yes.
And I walked great for like 2 days. Now I'm starting to limp again.
Okay. Sometimes the cortisone shot is a very transient effect. You know, when they give you a cortisone shot, they'll throw some lidocaine or marcaine in it, you know, to give you some short-acting and a little bit more long-acting pain control. But when that wears off, if the cortisone doesn't handle the inflammation or it handles the inflammation and you're really getting bone on bone, sometimes the cortisone injections just won't work. We try them because we don't want to, you know, jump to surgery right away by any means, but it's not that uncommon for you to only get a very short relief from it.
Okay, now, when I go to surgery, is there a particular a replacement hip, you know, a manufacturer that I look for that's good?
Ooh, that's a good question. Because, yeah, remember there was a recall. You know what?
Right,
but here's,
right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't know any names at the top of my head. However, what I would do is when you go for your pre-op talk with the doctor, have the orthopedist tell you which hips he likes to use. You then could go home and research them or email me and I'll research so I can tell you what I think of the hip that the doctor's using. Okay, Lou? We got to go to break. And again, God bless you for your service. Don't go away. We'll come back to more calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with a revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Samantha on the line. Hey, Samantha, how you doing?
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, how are you doing?
Good. Hold on a sec. You have a three-syllable name. According to the study, you're a goner. You may need to switch it to Sam if you want to get promoted.
Well, I didn't understand.
Oh, we had a study earlier in the show where people with monosyllabic names do better in their career. So Samantha's kind of long, according to them.
Okay. I'm just calling in to say that I think it's important that insurance companies carry birth control, because birth control is going to be so expensive Like all medical costs have gone up. The birth control has gone way up over recent years.
It has,
and
right?
It's a lot. Yes, it's a lot cheaper than welfare, and these people don't want abortions, and they don't want to support Planned Parenthood, and they don't want to talk about programs and taxes. And so, you know, there has to be some kind of compromise there. And as far, you know, I really disagree with the Catholic Church and their whole stance, because it's the insurance companies that are not directly involved in it. And I can understand, you know, why they, you know, according to their teachings, would oppose abortion, though I don't think they have the right to impose their morality on anybody else. But, you know, it's just magical thinking that birth control is in the same category. So this is about controlling people's lives. And, you know, I just think it's important that, especially for young people, because young people often, you know, have economic, you know, difficulties. And, you know, it's not everybody can afford to go to a doctor and get birth control.
But like I said, I think it's a bigger picture. I mean, if we just look at the problem as, okay, covering birth control, I think most of us would say, yes, that's a great idea, cover birth control. The problem is nobody wants to be told they have to cover it, okay? Whether it's cover birth control, whether it's cover their gonorrhea treatment, whether it's cover their Viagra, I think the bigger picture is people are fighting the idea that the government is mandating that you are involved with your employee's reproductive system. Personally, I couldn't care less what my staff use for birth control. You know, I mean, if the government mandates I'm the one that has to pay for their health insurance, I got to do it. But I don't want to be involved. I don't want to know. Why can't they have their own relationship with the insurance company? Why does the employer or the Catholic institution or whoever is mandated to pay be involved? You know, I mean, you're right. You know, nobody should inflict their religious beliefs on somebody else. But why are these Catholic institutions even in that position? They shouldn't, if they're a Catholic hospital, have anything to do with their employees' birth control. They should just cover a plan if they have to cover one. It's a shame they have to be involved at all. That covers heart and accidents, etc. And let the consumer deal with their own uterus themselves. And that's my argument with it. You know, and for example, too. And thank you again, Samantha, for calling, because it's a great subject, and I'm sorry we didn't spend, you know, the whole hour talking about this. But the biggest issue I had with the Affordable Health Care Act when it came out is the employer was still involved. I don't think, as a consumer and as a patient and as an employee, your employer should have anything to do with your health care. If you want birth control, there should be some sort of a method for you to get it. Without going through your employer, if your employer has certain religious convictions, it should have no bearing on you and what you want to do. Why are employers still in the equation? Well, because the Washington administration wanted to make sure everybody gets health care, it gets paid. Now, already that idea, fell to pieces because you would get laid off. I mean, we had the biggest unemployment we've ever seen in the last few years. So according to the government, if employers are going to offer you health insurance, everybody's going to get covered. Well, that employers handled that. They just fired you. All right. Now you're still without insurance. But as an employer, I don't want to be involved. As a employee, I don't want to be involved. You know, I have a very good relationship with Genesis Communications Network. They syndicate my show. But as far as I'm concerned, I really don't want them involved with my uterus. And if I had to venture a guess, I don't think they want to be involved with my uterus either. Okay? Let's be separate. Oh, you're still there, Sam. Yeah, go on. Yeah, honey.
I just feel like, you know, no one's forcing anyone to take birth control, you know, so if somebody has a conscience that they don't want to take it, nobody forced them. If somebody does want to have birth control, they have the option. And I just think the Catholic Church is crossing that boundary of church and state, where they're trying to really, and then it could get really crazy too with the whole healthcare issue, like, oh, well, we'll cover this, but we have moral obligations, we can't cover this particular thing. It could get just nuts, and this country is so much, is so splintered already. It just, they're trying to get some kind of uniform. The healthcare thing got to be so crazy because there were so many special interests involved in it.
Oh, it's all political. It's extremely political.
Yes, absolutely. It just got crazy. And what was started out as a really good idea, because people really need some kind of coverage, and it just got to be a mess.
Yeah.
And
Well, Samantha, thank you for your point. I mean, I may not agree with you on everything 100%, but I do agree. I love the fact that you have passion on the subject, and thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. But here's my thing, okay? I'm not a Catholic, but I highly respect their values. All right. If a Catholic institution or if a priest or somebody who's Catholic does not, you know, has some sort of a conviction, I think they're allowed to have it. Now, when Samantha brought up separation of church and state, what I agree with is, yeah, there should be no relationship with employees and them wanting birth control and their bosses who don't believe in it. And it's not just Catholics. There's other highly religious groups that don't believe in it. But this is what I was saying in the beginning of the show. That's really not the argument. If you really go into the psychology of what's going on, it's people are fighting back at having government involved in mandating something that they really don't want to be involved with. All right. I can tell you that there are people who are employers, small business owners right now listening to the show. And I'd love to hear from you if you have time to call in 1-877-DOC-DOLLY that are pro birth control, but they are against having to even be involved in that with their staff. Where is my problem with the situation? My problem is I'm hearing that my patients are having less covered. And I don't like the rationing. Insurance companies are now being forced to decide where they're going to put whatever extra funding they have. And what's the insurance company going to do? They're going to pay for as little as possible. So you tell an insurance company you need to cover birth control at 100% with no copay, they'll say you got it. You got it. But what about the knee replacement? What about the Tamiflu, the anti-flu medication, the antivirals? Okay, the more you demand a company to cover, the less they're going to cover. That's my problem. Okay, we thought we were doing great. I mean, we thought we were doing wonderful. I told you guys the example. When I was trying to find an office, me and my partner and my husband to practice, I noticed there was a big issue with parking. And I noticed other people would park in front of the building we would want. And I wanted to make sure I had handicapped spots, etc. So I went to the landlord and said, look, if we're going to rent here, we need to figure out what to do with the parking. And he goes, your wish is my command. I will then delineate everybody X amount of parking spaces. Dr. Dahlia, you get 5. The insurance company gets 5. The dentist over there gets 5. So at first I'm like, all right, we demanded, we received, that's great. But then I realized I can't live with just 5. If they only mark 5 parking spaces for me and my patients can't be in the other parking spaces, I'm only limited to the 5. You need to be really careful what you ask for. If American people are asking for birth control, okay, you're going to get it, but at what cost? Okay, now, has birth control gone up? All I know is when I was in medical school, yes, I was a good girl, but I did need to purchase an occasional birth control pack. It was $30 a month. I remember that. From what I understand, many of my patients are now at the $25 a month mark, so it hasn't gone up. But again, I like the idea of it being covered. I don't like the idea of insurance cutting everything else. All right, guys, sorry I couldn't get to Valentine's. I guess we'll have to talk about it on Monday. But please have a great rest of the weekend, safe weekend, and call in with your questions. We'll play them next time on air, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why. Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. The B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest. The brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the 4 systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.